Page 288. So last time we were together in Reish Lamed, well, let's run through it one more time very quickly. I don't think it was on the record anyways. Haneknas lak is dam, someone who goes into, as you know, in those days they used to do a medical procedure called bloodletting. Omer, so a person says, Yiratzon mefanecha Hashem Elokai, right? Jei eseg zeh li lerefua ki rofe chinam ata. And the Mishnah Berurah, as we noted, points out that it just doesn't apply by bloodletting, but also it applies by kol midir derufua, any medicinal pursuit a person is undertaking. So they should say this brief tefillah. La'achar shehikis, and after the bloodletting, yomar baruch rofei cholim. So you say that, again, the Baruch Golo brings down, say with Hashem's name. And as we noted last time, we went through a lot of different things. Mishnah Berurah brings down that lo ra'isi no'agim kein, that that people don't make the ending bracha of bracha to Hashem Elokim Elokim rofei cholim, that they don't do that after the procedure. But some people say it's the Mechaber meant this only by bloodletting, but not by other things. But yeah, anyway, we see that it's like the Mishnah Berurah that we don't say the ending bracha, but the first part, the tefillah, people say before, again, any medicinal procedure. People say before taking pills also and things like that. Always have to remember, it's Hashem is the Rofei Cholim. Hey, famous halacha, not so easy to do. Lo olam hei adam ragel lomar kol ma de avid rachman latav avid. Right, everybody knows what this means. That a person should be accustomed to saying, everything that Hashem does is for good. Again, we don't understand the cheshbonos and how Hashem works, and but he knows what he's doing. He really does. Okay, not such an easy halacha. Reish Lamed Aleph, long halacha. I don't know if we're going to get through all of it tonight, but let's start it. Very important halacha. Very important halacha that everything we do, every intent, all focuses that we have should be l'shem shemayim. So Mechaber says as follows. So we learned all the way at the beginning, Siman Dalet, the halacha says it's not so good to sleep during the day. Again, leaving Shabbos out of it. Shabbos is a different story. But a person shouldn't sleep during the day. But Mechaber says, and we'll see how this ties into the overall topic, if you can't learn without sleeping sometime during the day, right? Some people have to take a power nap, cat nap, all those type of things. So then you should, again, because the whole idea is you're not just trying to sleep to sleep. I can't learn. I can't do this. I can't do that unless I take a cat nap, as they say. The Ramah says, Ukshneir Mishnaso Ein Sarach Lebarach Elokai Neshama. You don't have to make the bracha Elokai Neshama. There's, if you remember all the way back, there's a whole discussion about whether you have to make Birchas HaTorah over again. But Elokai Neshama, you don't have to. So Mishnah Berurah explains the reason why is because the way Chazal made this bracha, there were Mesak and the bracha of Elokai Neshama, only when Hashem brings back Neshamas to the people, which in general is usually during in the morning. Wake up from sleeping at night. Then the Ramah continues, some say that you should say, if a person is sleeping during the day, before you go to sleep during the day, you should say vihinom. Now, not all the whole thing, though, certainly not Shema, you don't have to say amapel, and not all the others, but just vihinom. Mishnah Berurah explains, because we know vihinom is a special tefillah to protect a person against mazikim. So the Mishnah Berurah says that she'ein no'agim kach, that the Levush says that people don't do this. So some people do and some people don't. Again, before they go to sleep during the day, some people do say vinom and some don't.
Shabbos
do. Ubelvach lo yarech ba. Now again, if you sleep, so the Machaber is saying, if a person needs to sleep during the day, so you sleep, but as you know, we saw this also before in Siman Dalet, but a person should not sleep, you shouldn't sleep during the day, more than shita nishmin, the sleep of a horse, which is 60, so to speak, breaths. So if you recall in Svendal, there's a whole big to-do in the Bir HaLoch about how long is this. There's various opinions. But basically, from the Bir HaLoch, and the way it would come out, it's approximately about a half an hour. So again, if you can, again, if a person has to, it doesn't have to sleep, so you shouldn't sleep during the day. If you have to, so you should try to minimize it, if you have to. But again, when you sleep, it shouldn't be that it's, you know, it's nice to sleep, you know, for your physical pleasure. But the purpose again is can't learn, I can't serve Hashem, I can't daven, I can't focus unless I take this nap during the day. So, and that should be a focus. The focus of the person is because I have to be stronger, I have to take care of myself, I have to be mentally and physically sharp, so I could serve Hashem. And that will be the launching point for the rest of this halacha that we'll get into. That whatever we do, it's not just sleep, but everything we do should be l'shem shemayim. And Meir Hashem, we'll get into that. Okay?